You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickard.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, celebrities from Bruce Springsteen to Lena Dunham to Kim Kardashian are writing and selling memoirs. A psychologist tells us why we find their stories so fascinating.
First, Wisconsin's voter ID law gets its biggest test so far in November's presidential election.
Supporters of the law, including Governor Walker, have said it will be easy to vote and hard to cheat with the ID system in place. Critics of the law and voting rights advocates are making the case that voter ID will make it harder to vote and could lead to lower turnout, especially for certain categories of voters.
Our next guest is going to try to put that to the test. Working with Dane County, he's going to the polls to see if voter ID laws affect turnout, especially among young voters and minority groups.
Ken Mayer joins us now. He's a professor of political science at the UW-Madison and an affiliate of the Elections Research Center. Ken, welcome back to the show.
Good to be with you.
Well, we briefly summed it up. Could you talk a little more about the arguments between supporters and critics of voter ID over whether it's really going to affect voter turnout?
The empirical data that has been collected and by researchers in the last few years really does point to reduced turnout, especially among groups that are more marginalized and actually less likely to possess the common forms of ID. And we've established this by looking not just at overall turnout figures, but also in many states you can identify who votes and who doesn't. And in a lot of the litigation that has occurred over the last few years, it's been pretty clear-cut that a significant number of people have been prevented from casting ballots because they lack an ID. And so this study that we'll be doing both in November, based on the November elections, is designed to see if we can identify a little more concretely some of the challenges that voters might face, how easy it was for them to obtain their ID that they used for voting purposes. And we're going to be looking not just at the effects on particular demographic groups, particularly minorities, but the first wave of the study will be focusing exclusively on students, both here at UW-Madison and at UW-Milwaukee.
You're doing Dane County and looking at students at a couple of campuses. How are you going to try to measure the impact of voter ID on voter turnout?
Well, one of the ways is basically these are both surveys, one of which will go to students, and in the second phase of the study, we'll be identifying people who were registered, who are registered voters, but who didn't vote in the November election. And we'll be specifically surveying people who didn't vote and asking questions about the reasons they didn't vote and the degree to which that could have been affected by whether or not they possess one of the forms of ID that they needed to actually cast a ballot.
And you mentioned previous research. Has anybody done this kind of up-close study, especially at a major election like this before?
There was one study that was done in Texas in one congressional district, and the goal of that study was to determine whether the people who thought that they didn't possess an ID that was necessary for them to vote, to see whether they actually might have the identification. And then it produced some results that showed that even people who have one of the qualifying forms of ID frequently believe that they don't. And so there's a significant amount of confusion about whether the law is in effect back in February and even going back into November of 2014 when the law was not in effect. There was some survey data from the Marquette poll that showed that between 20% and 40% of voters actually thought that they were going to have to show an ID. And there's been a lot of movement with some of the court cases and appeals and litigation in Madison, changes in the process of obtaining an ID. So we will be looking to assess the state of knowledge of the ID requirements and what the barriers might be for people who want to vote but ultimately can't.
Talking to elections researcher and political scientist Ken Mayer from UW-Madison, looking at voter ID, its impact on voter turnout. He's researching that in this fall's election. So, Ken, it sounds like you're saying The problem isn't just that some people have trouble getting ID. It's that maybe confusion surrounding the law, maybe a lack of voter education is in and of itself keeping people from going to the polls.
That could very well be. And this will be one of the things that we will be looking to identify as whether people who actually could qualify to vote or could cast a ballot don't realize that they have what they need, but misunderstand the requirements or believe that they don't. And so there's a lot of confusion, and among political scientists who study these laws, there's pretty strong consensus that they are not worth the cost, that they really don't prevent any kind of fraud, the type of voter impersonation that they are designed to prevent. Those things just don't happen with any frequency in Wisconsin. And what they do is they, in fact, make it more difficult for people to vote by imposing another requirement, another burden that doesn't actually do anything.
Supposing that voter ID is here to stay at least for a while, are you hoping to learn lessons that might help with voter outreach, voter education from the state, county, local levels?
Well, that's one of the goals that we'll be reporting to the Dane County Clerk and trying to identify ways that they can effectively and efficiently educate people. To see where they might spend whatever money they might have as part of voter outreach and education. Because right now, as far as election administrators go, we're kind of guessing about what it is that you think they need to do. And hopefully the goal here is to identify some concrete things that they could do to overcome the barriers that people might face.
Now, we have some breaking news. This is reported in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel via The Nation magazine. They're finding a group was trying to help people register for IDs at different DMV offices, saying, and they have recordings saying they got different advice on on getting an ID from different offices, often wrong advice, telling people you can't get any sort of ID without a birth certificate. Apparently that is not true. Are you worried that there's confusion out there, even from government offices that are supposed to be issuing IDs, that could lead to poor voter turnout?
Absolutely. This was one of the consequences of the voting rights litigation over the summer that I was actually one of the expert witnesses for, where the federal judge Peterson concluded that the requirements for people to obtain an ID, especially for people who didn't have all of the underlying documents, or the documents like a birth certificate might have trivial spelling errors. And there was case after case, example after example of people who were trying to obtain a driver's license or state ID card and were unable to because they either lacked the documents and couldn't afford to purchase a birth certificate. Several people were not able to locate their birth certificates, and especially people from Chicago and other places were not able to obtain their birth certificate. And so one of the things that Judge Peterson ordered was that the Department of Transportation, the DMV, simplify and ease the procedure so that someone who presents to the DMV without all of the documentation could still get a voter ID or an ID that they could use. And what the Nation article demonstrated is that there still is a lot of confusion, and the decision doesn't appear, based on that article, to have been effectively implemented, because people are still going to the DMV. They're still trying to get their ID, and they're told either that they need a birth certificate or it'll take 6 to 8 weeks to get the ID, which is they won't get it until after the election. And so it's a needlessly complicated process. And again, the frustrating part of this is that it actually doesn't fix anything, that there is no need for voter identification, that the stories of the types of fraud that people claim exist, they're just not true. And they don't take the form of voter impersonation that voter ID will actually prevent. And so it's a burden that voters face for no reason. It just makes it tougher to vote.
Ken, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Good to be with you.
That's Ken Mayer, professor of political science at UW-Madison and affiliate of the Elections Research Center. He's going to study the impact of voter ID laws on voter turnout here in Wisconsin in the November elections.